Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe. Eita yebo. Tswakazo muhle muri Zimbabwe. Ndinomgamchira imchongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very old youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of October 2019, and Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, Mtswakazo Muhle, ndinomgamchira imchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Namhlanje Zulukandaba is Tuesday, the 8th of October 2019. Nasi mchirongwa muri Zimbabwe. Tonight on The Connection, we're focusing on government's initiative to fix the economy using technology, amongst other means. In his State of the Nation address last week, uMongameli Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, constantly brings up something he keeps referring to as Vision 2030. Now, for those that don't know what Vision 2030 is, Vision 2030 is a roadmap that has been set up or set aside by government to determine the nation's future. Now, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he wants Zimbabwe to become a digital and knowledge-based economy. Let us see what President Mnangagwa had to say for himself.
Mr. Speaker, to promote trade and exports, the modernization of the bank bridge border post and the bilateral negotiations on the establishment of one-stop border post in the Victoria Falls and White Bridge are ongoing. The introduction of smart technologies to speed up freight clearance at our ports of entry will be speeded up.
Ready to go.
To curb malpractices in the fuel industry, government will soon roll out an electronic national fuel monitoring system. For the long term, a comprehensive national integrated energy resource plan is being developed by the RAN Institute. Mr. Speaker said, the modernization and rehabilitation of our infrastructure, in particular road networks, has resumed in earnest with noticeable progress across the country.
Yes.
Given that, these are key enablers to our national economic revival as envisaged under Vision 2030. We are determined to leapfrog the quality of our infrastructure across the country. We are mindful that the Zimbabwe we all want, with opportunities and all, shall only be achieved through productivity, innovation, responsiveness, persistence, deliberate planning, and disciplined focus. We must therefore adequately prepare for the opportunities and challenges which are ahead of us. Our Vision 2030 envisages a Zimbabwe with a digital and knowledge-driven economy.
That was President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa delivering his State of the Nation address last week. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're focusing on indaba le eyokuthi ilizwe eleZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe is looking to use imishini yangalezinsuku, i-technology ukuze ithuthukise isimo somnotho elizweni, ukuze ilethe utshintsho. Libona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na? President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking about Zimbabwe becoming a knowledge and a technology driven based economy. Do you think that's possible? Is that even possible? Do we even have the infrastructure to support such an initiative? And Zimbabwe Muhle, Mtswakazo Muhle, when you join tonight's program, the big question I have for you, if you don't agree with President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, is If you don't believe technology is the way to go for ilizwe leZimbabwe, ukuze kube lo tshintsho, so that there's change with regards to the current state of the economy, then what is the answer to Zimbabwe's current economic crisis? If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. I repeat, +1202-465-0318. Lakho njalo kulinqhuma, you can call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. +1202-619-2077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930. Njalo sikhona ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. We're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages. Those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevela.com. We're also live on www.voastudio7.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. We're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shana, Tripoje Karipa, VOA Ndebele, Seasagaza, Nyempela, Gukasletu, Ele VOA Studio 7. Sakanam Chopinam Chirongwa, Msakanganu Kunyora, my comments, Kuisama Hats, Linga Kotupela, Ugushe, Ushelo, Uguze Sibugele, Ushelo Letu, Lobasakulayo, Mobuning Betu. Magatera Chirongwa Chirichevichiniki, Chirongwa The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Hey, hola, Jepiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. If you're looking to converse with me, you'll be able to catch me on Twitter and Instagram after the hour. However, Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle, as usual, for the next hour. Lilako ngikhuma lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalogu VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi bhalani imibono yenu, nyora inumber kuyitra ukuthi tikupinze emchirongwa. Kana mchila upinda mchirongwa, you can call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. Mukwansa zvekare kundifonera live parunare. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje kuhlelo nasi mchirongwa tirikubata nyaya yekuti mutungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is focusing vari kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe yasvika pane divi rekuti isu senyika we start embracing technology as a means towards fixing the economy. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed the video of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about it last week during when he was delivering the State of the Nation address. Esithi hi ilizwe should now start embracing the technology. He touched on the current state of the fuel situation. Esithi ilizwe lethu uhulumende wakhe ngempela looks towards using technology towards fixing the fuel crisis. Uphinde waphatha udaba mayelana the road situation elizweni. Wathi hi ngempela they're going to use roads. He also touched on the hospital situation. He also touched on Vision 2030. Abantu abasakhulayo, Vision 2030 is all about you njengentsha elizweni. Esithi hi ngempela he's looking to have ilizwe leZimbabwe become a knowledge and technology driven based economy. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7, abantu have already started writing imibono yabo ngempela, and thank you so much wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Elvis waze wafaka inombolo wathi yimi unumber 1 waphinda wathi Maswara say apo I want to bomb koma Elvis zvirikufambere kwamuri koko usabelo put his number engempela sabelo sakuthinta tichakufonera kuti mpinde muchirongwa. Godwin waze wathi that will never be achieved considering that he can't fix the Zesa issues coupled with data charges. I look forward to hearing more from my guests as they're going to, as we're going to explore all these things. So thank you so much for your opinion there, Godwin. I hope you call in so that we hear more about what you have to say. From Botswana, tumelang put moken. Abubakar Sayuti from Nigeria. How is Nigeria? How the body, my brother. Ulayson, what's he? Botswana, Cameron City, tumelang put Layson. Abubakar, upindo wapa, lumbono wake wati from Abuja, capital city of Nigeria. Adidamu, was wafagil nombolo. Amos Ngonye, uti linjan bagiti, watching from Balfour Park, South Africa. Gunjane koli. So, mtawazo mutle, Zimbabwe mutle, let me move over to my first guest joining me live at Tungweni. He's back in Zimbabwe. Umnumzana uvusumusum kwanans. Vusi, skip on bud.
I'm good.
Welcome back to the program. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be back.
So, Vusi, the last time we had a conversation, for those that don't know, you were here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and you were talking about how you have your startup company. It's a tech startup, and you were looking to launch simultaneously in different countries at the same time. Now, fast forward a couple of months later, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about Vision 2030. He's talking about the country becoming a technology and knowledge-based economy. As young people who are within the startup world, and especially focus, who work in Zimbabwe, how are you guys taking in such sentiments? The government is looking towards, I guess, placing focus on people like yourselves.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and question. I think it's a good draft to focus on technology. I think it can be a way to leapfrog. If it goes beyond just a loop service, but I think it's a good draft. I think it's doable and very possible.
Mm. Now, I was reading my comments earlier on, and one of the comments, I guess, he basically took the words out of my mouth. It's city, yeah, now, Uhulumende, right now, as a nation, we're facing so many different challenges, ranging from, you know, the fuel crisis through to the electricity crisis and so forth. How do you then encounter something like that and still focus on having a technology-driven economy? Is that even possible?
Well, like, as an entrepreneur, I always believe that everything is possible. I think as a tech entrepreneur, I personally think that it's very possible to leapfrog and take advantage of technology. I mean, we are doing it, but I think it goes beyond. I think if we have a good environment, at times as young startup entrepreneurs, we don't necessarily. I know the number one thing that people always want to say is capital, but I think that one of the most important things is to create a good enabling environment that then allows startups to thrive. If you look at right now, we have a high challenge of cost of data at the moment. It's something that you can't ignore as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If you look at the recent Portras report, you'd see that the data usage is going a little bit lower in the country. But I still think that it's very possible. But at the moment, there are a lot of moving parts, you know, and there's a big challenge, but it's very doable.
So, Manje, what's in Ugbamba Mlomo Vusi and Tatumlali, and then I'll come back to you on it.
Okay. Right,
Zimbabwe Mushe, that was a young entrepreneur. He's a tech entrepreneur who functions in Zimbabwe. So like, he's also feeling the pinch when you talk about Utabalo Kesi, you know, the fuel situation, the economic situation. He also feels the pinch, but Uti, it's possible. As is when Uti Umlalili and Uti in Utabalo Konekutwini. Kola kola mterere, arupinda mjirongwa, ndena arpapa rinaring bano konekutwini. Umlalili, hello.
Hello?
Yes, Papa Unjan.
Dosimba Makadivo.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripa, aripa rinare hapo ndiani?
Ndi Joseph Msipa, ndiri ku South Africa ku Polokwane.
Va Msipa zviri kufamba here?
Zviri kunyanyisa.
Saka va Msipa, ndimi kamuri kutifonera muri ku South Africa. hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa kuti akuda kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika tichishandisa technology kuitira kuti tirevitalize maindustry arimoya aya aparara sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika pari zvino zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Imoti ine maondero avaya.
Matauriro avo haana kushata, asi dambudziko ririmo rinofanira kuti ritange ragadzirisika nyayemari. Tekinoloji dzacho dzinozongoshanda nemabhondi here, nekuti nyaya kunesa inyaya yemari. Mari yacho ine bhodha, saka nyaya yemabhondi ndo nyaya yakaoma. Ndo nyaya inotoita kuti zvinhu zvisatombonaka zvachose, nekuti mari yemabhondi hapana munhu unoda bhondi, nokuti nyange vakati it's open for business. Tekinoloji dzese dzavanotaura zvokungovimbisa vanhu izvo hazvigoni kuti zvishande, nenyaya yekuti hapana mari. Hapana munhu angasumuka kubva kure kure achiinda kunoita bhizinesi anoziva kuti hakuna mari. Kana azobata mari iyoyo yemabhondi anozoenda kupi nayo? Ndo dambudzikombe riripo. Ngavagadzirise nyaya yemari, pawanikwe mari isina bhodha. Inoti kana yango munhu ari muno muSouth Africa akada kunoita bhizinesi kuZimbabwe, asafunga zvokuti hakuna mari, asafunga matambudziko ese aripo ekukwira kwezvinhu, kwefueri, kukwira kwetransport, maschool fees, chikafu, inhau yemari. Mari yavanoti mari haisi mari, ibepa, ine bhodha, hapana munhu otomboda mari iyoyo. Saka ngavaone dzimwe nzira dzokuti vangaisa handi kana kuti vogadzirisa mari inorerukira vanhu vese. Handisati ndambonzwa kuti nyaya yerandi yakamira sei, kuti chii chinotarisa kuti randi vanhu vambonitira muZimbabwe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Joseph. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo, handisi?
Tinotenda.
Right, Zimbabwe mohle liyamuzwa umnumzana Joseph uti no money, no investment, no attraction. Uti ilizwe should fix the issue of money first before anything. Kodwa uti haingempela umbono kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. It's a good, good, good vision. Asizweni ukuthi yena uvusi uthi ngodabule khona ekhodwini. Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni? Mkwananzi? Vusimuzi? Vusimuzi Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni na?
Okay.
Right. Vusi umzwile umlaleli uthi ngombono wakhe. Mkwananzi? Angibona ngani uVusi yena i-line yakhe yahlupha namhla. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu ele VOA Shona. UPatricia uthi Masora say watching from Johannesburg. Kuriseiko kuJohannesburg. Link advisor number yakhe yakufonera. Aiwa mkoma Linkad, tinotenda zvikuru. Manzwa mkoma Joseph vambowanawo mukana wekupinda, saka nemiwo tichakufonerai kuitira kuti muwanewo mukana wenyu wekupinda. Titus Mukucha. Yeah, Titus Mukucha. Hanzi, good evening Studio 7, watching you Harare State House. Kuriseko ko Harare uko. Carrington Aruti, reforms first, reforms meaningful, reforms before anything. But mkoma Carrington tukudzeiwo kuti maonerenyu ndeapi? Hongu muri kutaura nezvema reforms, asi mungati technology inokwanisa here kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika? Manex ari kuti connected from DRC now Katanga province. Kuriseiko kuDRC, kunjani DRC ipoti? Ulinen uti tumelang bafetsu, tumelang lenang okai na keshap, keshap, keshap wanukai. Umanex upindo wati tell ZANU-PF they must just resign all of them. UChristopher upindo wati good evening watching from South Africa. Kunjani kwele South Africa mnumzana Christopher? Anyway Chingwada aruti Masora say. Simeon Banda nayo aruti Masora say. Aiwa, nyaya irimo muchirongwa, nhasi mainzwa hurumende yekuZimbabwe, mutungamiriri wenyika Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is saying ukuthi he's looking towards making Zimbabwe an knowledge and technology driven based economy. Linani kuthini ngodabula khona egodwini? Ngenani kuhlelo Mthwakazi Omuhle. Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can text me live on +12024650318. You can also call me live ecingweni on +12026192077. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, let me move over to my second guest whilst we try to get Umnumzana uVusimuzi Mkwananzi back on the line. Arupinda Pachirongwa, Diva Nikros Kajengo. Nikros is a development practitioner. He's also worked with the government itself. Vaka Jengo, welcome, welcome, Nechirongwa Chedumukum.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you all listeners.
Saka taka tokumirira ivanhu vatotanga vanhu vatotanga kuti aiwa hurumende inofanira kutanga yazvigadzirisa first before they start trying to implement things such as using technology to fix the economy. Tudzewo maondere nyu ipapo.
Yeah, panyaya technology, to be frank enough, the priority government. Because it's nyaya budiriro nyaya technology zvinhu zvinofambidzana ibhare yebhurugwa. Tatarisa isusu Zimbabwean Constitution chapter 2 section. Section 1
Line yenyu inenge iri kunetsa vakajengo. Are you able to move around for a bit to see if we can fix that? Vakajengo muchiripo parunarera. Hai, Zimbabwe namhlanje kanyangana mafona yahlupa. It's hard to say technology would work when the lines aren't even working. But let's try to get Umnumzana Unicross Kajengo back on the line and hear ukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lokonekotini. But he had just started explaining esithi ngombono wakhe ngempela, you know, government's initiative is such a good thing. Ngenxa wathi ngeshona hanzi ibhande nebhurugwa, same fanana uspinach lo popai. Kutswa hayi ngempela kuyahambelana lina lithini ngodaba lokonekotini. Gukhasi lethu yele VOA Studio 7 abantu bayabhala imibono yenu ngempela. Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uthi hello Big M watching you from London. How's London there, mate? URashford waze wafaka inombolo yakhe uthi ufuna ukungena kuhlelo braRashford jakufonra tibona kuti mokwanisa kupinda here. Tough Take Vaisa nayo number yakhe. Sikumbuso unjani? Sikumbuso unjani? Alexandra Layson Vaisa number yakhe. Ukwele Botswana tumelang Layson rifonela. Emos Mgwenya uthi linjani bakithi, watching you from Balfour Park, South Africa. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli, do we have a call on the line? Not yet. Asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini. Uvusi Muzi Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni na. Vusi, are you back on the line? It looks like Vusi is not back on the line. All right. Zimbabwe Muhle, so it's just you and I. So anyway, as I was saying, Mthakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, early on in a video that we played of our president, Emmerson Lambudzo Mnangagwa, he was touching on several different facets. And amongst them, of course, let me actually read what he was talking about. Amongst those facets, he was talking about how he's looking towards bringing in technology towards uplifting the current situation when we're talking about economics and, of course, revitalizing different sectors in Zimbabwe, amongst them being the hospital situation. As we all know right now, the doctors are all on strike. Of course, it's a payment issue, but initially when it started off, it was a utensils issue. They were saying, they're now incapacitated with regards to one, abelayo imishini yokusebenzisa ukuthi basize abantu. In the hospitals, at least when it's not a good thing. Ngiyazukuthi Unicross is back on the line. Let's try him one more time. Vakajengo, are you back on the line?
Yes, ndiripo.
All right. Early on, we had lost you parunare. Mamchitara mchitudza ukuthi nemaondrenyu, bande nebrug, technology, ne governance.
Yes. We are talking about development. Technology is certainly, it's a bridge, it's a panacea towards national development. So, Mamchitini, in terms of this, Zimbabwean Constitution, Amendment number 28 of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 13, Subsection 1, B and C, it is very clear about the technology. It is so, the agriculture, the industry, the technology, the we want to talk about public affairs. So we have the technology, the forefront in terms of government vision. Of course, in line with vision 2030 and in line with the TSP.
Saka, Zino, as you're saying, it's in line with the constitution and so forth. One of the most important questions that everybody keeps asking is, does Zimbabwe have the infrastructure to implement such things?
Actually, infrastructure is a broader term. Here we are referring to either my roads, the electricity, the ICT or communications, the madam. Of course, in terms of our infrastructure was set up, Zimbabwe is one of the countries in the region, in South Africa as a whole, with the best infrastructure. It's only what's lacking behind yeah, probably maintenance one way or the other. But our infrastructure are good. Take, for example, if you look at the city of Harare or the city of Blawas, if you look at the, you know, the buildings in particular, compare and contrast with some countries, even Zambia, Malawi, or Tanzania, you agree with me, my brother, that in terms of infrastructure, not the Tupambeli, at the moment in that area, my dual system, it's a clear reflection of the simple fact that there is an improvement in terms of infrastructure. It's at the priority of government.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we move forward, pane vamwe vateereri vambopinda muchirongwa vakahighlighta zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana. Ivo vari kuti zvechokwadi vanobvumirana nemuondoro ava Mnangagwa, mutungamiriri wenyika. Asi vari kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya yemari inotanga yagadziriswa, nekuti one of the things for them to for Zimbabwe to get to a stage and point whereby technology is something that's now driving the economy, we need investments. Asi vari kuti hanzi bond racho iri pache zvavo, mari yeminyika haisi attractive kune vanhu vekunze. Mungatii nazvo izvozvo?
Yeah, I'm sure kana pano vanyatsoteera masemba raita ikonomi yedu, mukatarisa tichipinda new dispensation, government yakava neapproach yekuti let's use more currency, zvichireva kuti US yakanga ichishanda, local yedu yakanga ichishanda. But panita nyaya yeabuse, deepanga kukova kuti black market yedu inoita follow the government principle, the government rules and regulations, in particular monetary and financial laws, zvinotibatsira. So mukatarisa pace yakasetwa negovernment in terms of our financial management, munoona kuti gwara redu regovernment iri very clear. But now pane nyaya yekudzonzedzana inenge ichitira kuti pace irikusetwa nehurumende kuti mari dzedu dzisabe dzakadai nezvo zvichiitwa nevanhu vanongadzonzera kumashure. Otherwise tikuti isisi hwaro wehurumende maringe nemari ari very clear. Take for example isiti kuti tinotaura tisi kuti tikanangana nenyaya yemari idzodzi, let's not use outset in hard current like US. So kuri kuti tese takwanisa kushanda nemari imwe chete, obviously tinobva tisina competition yemari yanenge ichishandiswa. So kudzonedzana ukoko ndokuita kuti mari yedu ishave value, because black market dzinenge dzichicontrola the entire system. So we are saying let's run away from the black market to the normal system.
All right, Waka Jengore, the guy in book, but I am Roman Torum Terry, and then I'll come back to you on this. All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, I have my second caller, Ongenai Wushelo, Namshanje Wushelo, The Connection. Arupi Namchronga, Kola Kola Mlaleli, Usungene Wushelo, The Connection, Magadien.
Hello?
Yes, yes, Papa Unjani.
Hello.
Ice Kona, Ngbano connecting when?
Wulaji Cheka and all.
Anguzi futhi bengicela ukuthi uchete kancane ngenxa yokuthi i-network ikhanya ngani iyahlupha.
Yeah, hayi kodwa ngiyakuzwa ke mina.
Okay, right. Udabule khona egudwini baba uluzwile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about using imitshina yangalezi nsuku ukuze balungise isimo somnotho elizweni esilokhu siqhubukela phambili sigugudeka. Ubona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na?
Khona mangibuka nje kungathi uyiqala ngaphezulu, bekufanele ngiyaqala alungise isimo sezepolitiki esikhona lapha ekhaya. Ngoba isimo sepolitiki angeke agijimise izinto ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-one. Akaqale alungise isimo sonke umuntu amamulele njengo-president, ayenze okuqondile okuthandwa ngabantu ukuze akhone ukuqhubekisa indlela yethekhnoloji. Ya, ngoba indlela yethekhnoloji izosebenza uma ngabe bonke abantu bebambisana, bezwana njalo kuzo zonke iy'ngatsha, zisebenzisana ngokuzwana ukuze yamukeleke ebantwini omunye nomunye, ngoba lela lizwe lilizwe ebelinomnotho omkhulu kakhulu. Okungawukuthi masibuka njengamanje njengoba sikulesi simo, kufanele ukuba ngase sikude kakhulu kunamanye amazwe. Kodwa silibele silokhu sibambana ngezanda silwa silibele ukuthi ngabe sikhuphule kudala lo mnotho lo ne-technology yethu ngabe iphezulu ukudlula amanye amazwe. Ya kodwa sichitha isikhathi esiningi sikhuluma ezepolitiki ekubeni ngabe siyalithuthukisa sakhane silathe nelizwe leli likhona ukuqhubeka liya phambili.
So wena baba uthi ngombono wakho ubona ngani until indaba yepolitiki ilungiswe ngeke siqhubekele phambili njengeliso
premature ukuthi i-technology singayi-implementa khona manje isase premature leyo stage leyo ngoba kwamanje abantu balambile abantu abanamali uyayibona lento leyo so kumele sihambe nge-stage by stage singayi phezulu kakhulu siye lokho okuhluphayo kumanje abantu bayafa abantu bayagula ebedlela.
Hayi siyazwisisana baba, ngiyakuzwa ngempela ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga nami.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was one of our callers who came into the program today and he said, you know what, technology is a good way to go. However, before President Emmerson Mnangagwa starts talking about technology, he needs to fix the political situation in the country. Uthi hayi ngombono wakhe, in his opinion, yaye ukuthi politics zvinhanzine ukuthi avasikugamuchirwa semtsungamiriri wenyika nemunhu wese ari munyika. There's already a problem there, and until vagamuchirwa nemunhu wese ari munyika semtsungamiriri wenyika hanza yaye mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika, there is no, I guess, clear future towards that one. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini, mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ungixhuma ecingweni lakho ungifonela kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Namba yizwe kare +12026192077. Gramshila undifoni rakwita mpinde mjiro wongwa. Mokwanisa zvekare undinyorera message pa WhatsApp pa namba dzinoti +12026150318. But I hear umnumzana uVusi Muzi Mkwananzi is back on the line. In network namhlanje ikhanya ngani yahlupha. Earlier on it was Vusi, then it was Nicholas. Now uVusi is back on the line. Vusi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Yeah.
Right. All right. So a lot has transpired since we lost you on the line. We had one of another of our guests that's on the line, umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo. Yeah, now he's worked with government before and so forth. And Utsi, you know, umbono kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was a good vision. And it's possible for it to come true. What are this? A lot of callers that have come in and they've talked about the issue of Mali. But see, until the money has been fixed, we cannot attract investment. Because I'm sure, as you would know, technology for it to boom and for the economy to grow, investment is needed. Now, another caller just came in and was talking about the political situation. You were saying, Uze, lilungi se isimo somnotho elizweni. You need to fix the elephant in the room, which is the political situation. When are we going to?
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think you know, everybody has a valid opinion, but also there is a window of opportunity. That hello.
Yeah, bon, yagus.
Yeah, there's a window of opportunity. I think the biggest challenge that we have is that, as young entrepreneurs, we should also not only build businesses with only a focus on Zimbabwe alone. We need to build a business with a focus on Africa and the region. So there's also a big challenge on just building a business for Zimbabwe only. We need to build a business with a thrust of that we are focusing on the whole of Africa or even the world. Because if we do that, We then attract a more lucrative investment, and we take advantage of technology. That's one. And then the second thing is, yes, there are a lot of challenges right now in the country, but there are also opportunities. As big businesses or yesteryear businesses fold, there are also opportunities for young entrepreneurs or for any entrepreneur who wants to leverage technology to take advantage of the situation. So there are two thrusts to it. While this, of course, we would like to ask the leaders to create a better business environment that allows us to thrive. But then we're also not blind to the fact that there can be opportunities that we can go for. There can be opportunities that we can leverage and take the continent forward. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's my opinion, that we could take the country forward, but we everybody has to come to party. There are problems that we can use technology to solve. And then we also, of course, rightfully other speakers pointed out, we need a good business operating environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vusi, you work across the African continent. Early on, I was telling my colleagues just, you know, less than 48 hours ago, Rwanda was all over the news talking about how they've built Africa's first made smartphone that has been, using African software and so forth and so forth. Now, if Rwanda can make sure that the economy is functional based on technology, the big question is, why can Zimbabwe not do that?
Well, you would understand one very interesting thing. So we all came, like, for instance, from the Mandela Fellowship. So one of the things, for example, that Rwandan government did was the president, he had a reception and they sat down with the different fellows from there and he engaged them. All the youth going forward. That's like just giving you an example on how different the world is. I can also tell you that right now we are building a company that's operating across 10 African countries with different young people across Africa. But then you find that the support that they get compared to the support that we get, like for instance, sometimes we are not even asking for capital. We're just saying, give us the environment, give us the runway. We know how it's done. We can make things work if we are given an opportunity to use our skills to better the country.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi ukuthi ngikubambe umlomo kancane bhuti, ngithatha umlaleli ithinzi ukuthi Mthereri anothini, ngiyayathi naye umtshirongwa naso. Ari uphinda mtshirongwa kugolakhola Mthereri okhona encingweni ngibani? Yeah, kholakhola hello.
Magadi.
Tripo magadi enyu mkoma.
Timname.
Ari parinare ndiani?
Ndimukoma Jacha.
Ba Jacha, muri kufondera muri kupiko?
Ndiri pabikita apa mazungunye.
Aiwa, kubikita uko. Saka ba Jacha nyaya tinayo nasi muchirongwa, mutungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa, vati vakuda kugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika vachishandisa technology. Mungati ina zvizvo.
Ya, ichokwadi havanga koni kutaura. Asi hey, tade problem pamera nemataure ya emkuru wedu.
Problem iri papi nai mgo.
Mukuru wedu ari kugara, nifekiti tingango tikubvira pavakatanga kupinda muchigaro. Munhu aingo promisa. Takambozva vachiti 90 days chete ndodzakanaka kuti mutoona kuti uchino mukanga. But hey, hatina chatakaona. Api, saka ikozvo hatikati vari wrong, vari right, but hey, ikutaneta.
Saka zvino, saka muri kubvuma here muri kuti vane masimba ekugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika here?
Havatorira totally zero.
Saka zvino toigadzirisa sei nyaya yacho?
Tichitode vachitobva totovaudza kuti zveshuwa zvamuri kutaura muri kungotaura isi hatitozvinzwi nokuti mapromises enyu awanda. Devanga vatogona kutaura kuti shuwa tavapa chinhano chokuti kuda kana kuti vagona kuzoredzana neopposition party yavanokwikwidzana nayo. Ya, tapo kuti taredzana kuti tisike pakati pakutaurirana. Taiti hei, akuda taitouchira maoko kana pano pendi ndaiuchira.
Aiwa, takunzwa vaJacha. Tipewo maonerenyu mazwi enyu ekupedzisira nhasi muchirongo.
Ya, ndaingo handichina maonero asi hei, ndinongokurudzira kuti dei kana vachinzwa zveshuwa, dei vanga vangogona kuti vaone ikonomi iri kudzidza. Devangogonawo kuti semukuru nokuti hatina umwe watinochemera. Tingochemerawo devangogonawo kuti zveshuwa vaite mamwe maonero akasiyana avana wawa. Vagone kuitawo zvinoita kuti tirarame zviri nani.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka vaJacha, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Shuwa, musachengetewo nhamba dzangu, ndaane nguva yakareba nichitisa kufonderai, but hey, zviri kuramba.
Aiwa, musatye baba, musatye. Chirongwa ndechenyu, chokudzosai next week, handisi.
Andibiza.
Eh, hongu hongu baba, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Umnumzana Uchacha. He seemed to bring about a point that came about last week, and it's here again. I'm hoping ukuthi yena Umnumzana Unicros Kajengo will be able to answer to that. But see, Umongameli Emmerson Damuzo Mnangagwa does too much chitty-chitty, too much talk, but no action. Goto asizweni abantu emakhasini yethu ku VOA Studio 7 abantu are writing so many lucrative contributions. Thank you. Kulomnumzana Tatenda Mutungama uthi the missing link is value addition in mining. If however the technology comes assembled and there is no primary manufacturing, the engine will never start. Hence reforms, ease of doing business, job creation, transparency and investment attraction is available. Uneli Simpson uthi, I am live streaming from Malaysia. How's Malaysia, Nelly? Uthi, you should bring that guy called Muntsanga Kudakwashe more often. I enjoy his contributions, though he is too biased towards government. All right, I'll speak to Kuda. And then he continues to say, about your topic today, I think new technologies reduce the price of goods and services to which they are applied. They also lead to the creation of newer products. However, it reduces employment and Zim is not ready as yet. They should focus on production, then technology later. South Africa, yes, but Zim, no, no, no. Utaf take uti, the nature of two items, knowledge and technology, is such that not divorce them from development, but the issue here is not whether or not we need them, but whether or not it will work. Someone will understand why I'm laughing. The fundamentals necessary for the framework are, and in my view, impossible to attain. U3 Dube, uti, the government has to fix the money crisis first. Root out corruption. Believe you me, no one will tour the world wasting little money that the country has in the name of sanctions. All right, we appreciate your contributions. Thank you so much. If you're looking to call us, you can call us on +12026192077. Let's get Umnumzana Unicros Kajengo to respond to some of the things that people have said. Vakajengo, mchiripo parinare.
Mchiripo parinare.
Right, there was a mouthful of a lot of things that came by. The first issue at hand is, I guess we'll start off from the caller who was talking about we need to fix the political situation in the country before addressing anything else. As a young person who has worked with government and still works with government, how would you take that? What do you have to say about that?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to make very clear that the environment in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting infrastructure, in terms of promoting ICT, in terms of national development is very, should I say, is conducive for that. Why? Because first and foremost, it is very clear that Zimbabwe is a democratic country and the city are upon or on what we call good governance. Such ten my principles and kawana anitwa nawam nangagwa the president wedi 10 principles. My principles are 10. Munuweka are munika, munuweka kunyangar kunzeko nika, and what you are nika yedu, as I tell my principles 10 and kaita analyze the development practitioner munawana kuti sudona what matira. First the principle of participation whereby like what you are doing here. It's a very important principle. You have to be transparent. Also, another principle of effectiveness and efficiency. You know, our government is very effective and very efficient in terms of addressing some of the challenges being experienced by our own people. Also, there is rule of law in Zimbabwe. As I mentioned, the issue of democracy, it's a democratic state. Whereby people are, even to be a critic. It allows Zimbabwe is a very democratic. We have the account of the national power of transparency, integration. These are the 10 principles that we must take advantage of because our own president, the listening president, that's why he has these 10 principles.
Thank you. Jengo, I have a call on the line, but I have one question for you before I move over to the caller. You mentioned, you said a lot about President Emmerson Mnangagwa. However, something similar seems to come about from my discussion last week. And it seems as though people feel as though Mthungameli Ruenyika, he said a lot of things that are promising. Since he's taken, the reins of being president, and this is, I'm talking back to the time whereby former President Robert Mugabe was removed. They feel as though President Mnangagwa, too many promises. However, the delivery is on zero. Mungati na zvizvo.
Okay, my opinion is one. So good thing. Let's show understanding that the change of development has hit overnight. Mnangagwa was in office 2017. Because it's 2019, I think I 3 years. But I'm going to tell you, 193 under United Nations. The gas sector, aside from 8 million development goals, was to achieve within 15 years, 193 countries, including America, Britain, and France, including in two or three Zimbabwe, not African countries. But of course, Zimbabwe achieved. Within 10 years. And right now, the gas sector achieved my sustainable development goals up to 2030. From 2015, how many have been achieved globally? So, development are it overnight. Mnangagwa is Chinese level based. And remember, there are some forces that are a cause of concern in as far as these predicaments are concerned. Here, we know that many are illegal sanctions. Are we able to see that we have a bilateral trade? We have to change the trade between import and export. Last week, recently, Papa Nyama Diamond, where we tried to sell our diamonds to USA, but America, has not changed my diamonds, which is very clear reflection of the simple fact that those hindrances are a cause of concern in terms of our development endeavors, in terms of the vision of his destiny, combat in Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Vaka Jengo, the guy in the Torem Tereri, and then I'll come back to you. So, mlaleli Zulu kandaba mthwakazo muhle namhlanje kuhlelo nyayiri momgango murkwins wa hansi na President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa. We want to turn Zimbabwe into a technology and knowledge driven based economy. Let's see what the caller has to say. Kola mtereri arupinda mchirongwa ndiani.
Mushe
ariparo nare ndiani.
Mkoma Gaddafi.
Mkoma Gaddafi, zvirikufamba.
Zvirikufamba kuri seko.
Bobo, please musati muri kutifonera muri kuAfghanistan.
Ndiri muPalavurwa, South Africa.
Aiwa, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa Mkoma Gaddafi. Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa Mukoma, nhasi hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika. We want Zimbabwe to turn into a knowledge and technology driven based economy. Mungati nazvo izvozvo. Takunzwa Mkoma Gaddafi, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handisi.
Kuratidza.
Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, that was Umnumzana Gaddafi, one of our callers calling us there. Yena uthi hi ilizwe leZimbabwe into yokuqala, he seems to be hammering at the same thing as sithi akamthembi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now we had one of a person that we were supposed to call uMnumzana uBriski Ncube, kodwa he wrote umbono wakhe go WhatsApp. UBriski uthi, so we start with politics. When politics is done, with all is well, then we start on devolution. Point two. Uphinde wathi, mind you, Bulawayo industry specifically didn't deteriorate now. When the whole country experienced this problem, it started way back then, where industries were relocating to Harare due to a number of reasons. He then says, we talk about 2013, if he's not mistaken, with the Kasukwere policy, that of 51% local ownership indigenization policy, that one was the last nail in the coffin for Bulawayo industries and under industries nationwide. Hayi, siyabonga ngombono wakho Briski Ncube. Ngilethemba lokuthi uproducer wami uza kufonela ukuze sizwe okuningi ngodaba olukhona egodweni. Ngempela, ngempela lo ngombono kaMnumzana uBriski Ncube, omunye ongisakhulayo ophila ngale kontuthu siyathunqa kobulawayo. Asizweni ukuthi uVusi yena uthini ngombono wabantu. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line? Vusi?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. So a lot of people have come and said a lot of things. You are the tech, you're the guys who end up pumping the money into this tech industry in the country. A lot of people feel as though when we're talking about investments and so forth, it seems as though the theme is that the president, as much as he's promised people these things, a lot of the times he's promised a lot of things and he hasn't delivered. How do you guys as young tech people then take it upon yourselves to make sure that you can either A, hold them accountable, or B, create the difference without government interaction?
Okay, so thank you. So firstly, some of the things, of course, that they are my other fellow guest speaker are saying, are just a bare minimum, you know. To express yourself freely, it's a bare minimum in today's world. Mm-hmm. In creating a good environment for business, it's a bare minimum. We're talking about a competitive edge. I think that there's a lot that can be done to give entrepreneurs or tech entrepreneurs from the country a competitive edge that goes further than the minimum. It's good to have good policies. It's good to have good strategies. But it's like we're not yet coming up with a very good competitive edge, that's one. And then the second thing, what I would say to any other tech entrepreneur, or any entrepreneur for that matter, is that at the end of the day, if you build something and it works, it solves somebody's problem, it provides for a need, and you can get somebody to pay for it, you have your first investor, who is your customer. I think the second thing is our problems in Africa are the same. I think the biggest, I would still say this, the biggest challenge that we have is that we are continuously thinking of only building for Zimbabwe. Like, for example, when I'm building my business right now, I'm not only building for Zimbabwe, I'm already building for Zambia, I'm building for South Africa. Simultaneous, that's the beauty of technology. The problem is when you build once, you can build for the rest of Africa. But we need also to have this competitive edge. We need to sit down with our leaders and say, what can give us the competitive edge? Because at the moment, when you are coming coming in from Zimbabwe, you don't have that much competitive edge when you compare to Rwanda, if I was to borrow the example that you shared earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi umuzi, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithathe umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi. Right, Zimbabwe muhle. I see a lot of more comments are coming in. Tatenda ari kunyura ari kutanzi kikiki tongotera zvataura tichangoona 2030 yacho kikiki ari kufane kuseka. Rashford is writing ari kuti hazviite. Do we have the infrastructure that supports technology in Zimbabwe first? Do the foundation by building infrastructure, it will create employment. Also, technology will not solve the employment crisis in Zimbabwe for now. Farming and mining will take the country forward, and ED must first engage with us Zimbabweans, then invest later. Confidence starts with us, not foreign investors. ED must stop to harass his own people. Long umbono ka Mnumzana Rashford Pangs. Kodwa ecingweni ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo Mnumzana uBriski Ncube. I was reading some of his comments early on, but let's get him onto the program so that he can elaborate more. Briski, ukhona ecingweni but?
Ngikhona mina, ikuthanda
njani? Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila, wena njani? Now, you were talking a lot about the Bulawayo Industries as an example. Would this be a very similar circumstance?
Come on.
I was saying, Wuti, early on in the message that you sent me that I read out on air, you were talking a lot about the Bulawayo Industries and where everything went wrong. Now, here we have President Emmerson Mnangagwa coming here saying, you know what, we're looking to have technology in order to revitalize a lot of economies, a lot of industries, Bulawayo included. Do you feel as though that's him taking the country in the right direction? And if not, how do you then fix it?
All right, maybe. First thing is that, Mike, of course we can talk of industry, but maybe we have to answer the maybe million-dollar question is, where did we go wrong as a country? Why are we here where we are? So the first thing in Zimbabwe is not an issue of maybe economy, but the first thing is we solve politics first, then we move to the next step, then we talk about the economy. So we cannot rush to talk about industry. Yet we have a lot of, because currently, whatever is affecting Zimbabwe, it's not like maybe the solutions are not there. But we have people who are benefiting from the current situation. So we solve politics first, then we go back to the principle, say, let's now solve the economy. Because we have a lot of policies, economically, but they're not yielding any fruit. That shows that economy is not the problem. But the problem is that that political will from our leaders to implement the policies that have been formulated. I've mentioned maybe a number of few policies before, maybe to go back to the Zim Asset one. On paper, a very good document, but it brought, it never yielded any fruit. Why? The problem lies with the political will to implement the policies that have been formulated. But by implementing them, it means maybe taking them out of office. So that way, Zimbabwe will go anyway. We can't talk about driving industry. We don't have the favorable infrastructure currently to say that maybe we can revitalize industries. We are backdated in terms of machinery and everything.
Kodwa Prisikisi Mzwilu Mongameli, when he was giving umbiko wakhe State of the Nation esithi yena he procured a lot of stuff from you know, countries such as India.
All right. The issue is we have heard a lot of talk. This has come, this has come. But on paper.
Asukuboni.
Right. Asukuboni currently practical. Ngasukubile kungathi sikuboni. Because from 2018, elections are way past. We have been hearing this policy. Come on, let's walk the talk and talk the walk. Time for saying out policies without action, which goes along with that. No, we can't go anywhere as a country like that. Currently, the government gets such and such maybe in China. See if one would eat in Jan, it's equal. See if one couldn't use losing a call.
Hayi Prisikisi, siyakuzwa isikhathi esesihlile ngumango ebhuti, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngenikela kuhlelo namhla.
All right, siyabonga Mike.
Nawe bhuti. So, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Prisky Ngube. Let's move over to Vusumuzi so that he can wrap up the program. Vusumuzi, connect with me, but Vus, ngibona ngani usedropile. Right, regaitipi waka jengo mkano kutuwa pedzo uchirongwa. Waka jengo mchiripo parunare.
Jiripo.
All right, can you wrap it up? Manzo wa maondro, wa tereri uyezwe, ava mkwana nzi uyezwe, ava ngube, imungati inazo in 1 minute.
Yeah, tunotenda. Tunotenda technology ngati pambele nayo. Let's embrace technology. It's broader. It can be ICT. It can be technology in agriculture, in IoT, e-governance, e-learning among. Let's get together. Let's remain in a national and international dialogue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Wakajengo nokupinda mchirongwa. Muri ya Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. Sesifikile emaphethelweni yohlelo lamuhla. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed. I saw the comments, a lot of them, people were writing. Good evening, VOA. The government is failing to buy water treatment chemicals. What about this dream? Amos Ute, hi. Akathembi umongameli bayehluleka labo sikhathele ngokuhlala emizini. Uthafadzwa Chiwota arukuthi good evening. Aiwa, mure Zimbabwe tashuka kumagumo echirongwa sesifikile maphethuleni. Anokwenekai nemfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye-bye.